Hello there and welcome to another episode of the Crisperian Show. Today, the task, what I wanted to do is actually show the differences and similarities, kind of compare and contrast two very, very fine products from Tokaj, two wine specialties, they call it, right? Borkulő Lengesség in Hungarian, namely Sweet Samarodny and Tokaj Osu, 5 Butonyos in this case. And to have that very good comparison, what are the key differences, what are the key similarities, I of course choose one producer, one vintage, because that's the best, you know, you can follow along the line, you know, in terms of winemaking and style and philosophy is going to be pretty much similar. For this reason, I choose one of my very favorite winemaker estates, a very, very good wine director, maker, László Mészáros, makes a fantastic wine with his team at Disznókő. Disznókő, very old estate, actually. The first mentioning of the estate of this, some say particular stone, or there are lots of different stories about that. 1413, that was supposed to be the first mentioning of the estate of Disznókő. And that's the reason why they actually have it also on the label of the Sweet Samarodny, 1413. So you see a very, very old estate, actually. Today it belongs to the AXA Group, AXA Millesimi Group, as many other great estates also belong to AXA. And Disznókő is one of them in Tokaj. And when you go into Tokaj, you know, on the main route 37, you kind of entering the roundabout, left you turn up to kind of Mad, right you turn down to Mezőzombor. There's no wineries in Mezőzombor, but it's part of the area, of course. You know, Mező means kind of flat rural area. And continuing the kind of east, northeast along the 37, you will get to the other villages, you know, turn off to Tokaj and then all the way up to Tolcsva, Ságospatok, and so on. So anyway, and then right on the left-hand side, belonging to Mezőzombor actually, to the community of Mezőzombor, is Disznókő, this estate. But back to our task, back to our little topic. So today I have a Sweet Samarodny 2017, both are 2017, Sweet Samarodny, and the 5 Butonyo Tokaj Osu, of course, they're both sweet, evidently. And the fun fact is that if you look at the making, and we talk about this as well, there are differences in terms of winemaking. But let's go first to the history, talk a little bit about the history. So people say that the first Osu was mentioned as being Osu wine in 1571 in Tokaj. And this goes back to May the 15th, 1571, when the first Osu was recorded by the Garoy family. Fast forwarding a little bit in time, the first mentioning of Föbor, this was the predecessor actually of Samarodny, was mentioned in 1589. People kind of realized that, you know, that Föbor, the idea of Föbor, main wine, chief wine, whatever, however you want to translate it, Fö means main, chief, primary in Hungarian, and Bor means wine, of course. This Föbor, you basically picked the grapes, the healthy, ripe grapes, with the botrytis, with this kind of rotten, shriveled berries, at the same time in one cluster. You made no selection. So this is the idea of Samarodny, that you kind of picking everything together, the whole cluster, where there are healthy berries, where you would make a generic white wine, dry white wine. And also, we have also the botrytized, shriveled, concentrated grapes within the cluster at a different level. So you pick the cluster together. And of course you will have higher acidity, you have more concentration. So these wines are actually also more age-worthy. And this is what they discovered back, also many wine merchants. And there was a very gentleman called Paul Keller, who noted in 1726 in Poland, he was a Polish wine merchant, that these wines are obviously much better. So the Polish people, they kind of grew fond of those wines because, you know, there's a kind of a longer trip. They paid also more probably for the wines, and they were looking for age-worthy wines. And what happened is, you know, they renamed it. They named it within their own words, right? I mean, this is what you do, Föbor, you know, sounds Hungarian, of course. And then they called it Samarodny. And apparently, Samarodny is a Polish word as it grows, as it was born. And I remember I had a wine tasting many years ago in Krakow in Poland, and I was really a bit unsure. I showed a sweet Sommelier from a different estate, and I was a bit unsure, is it really the word, or this is what they taught us, right, back in school, that Sommerroden is a Polish word for as it's born. And everybody was nicking, yes, yes, this is actually ours, the story is true. So it came together, Polish people confirmed, and they're very, very happy and very proud, you know. And it is basically their wine style, because there was a saying back then, you know, the Hungarian wine was made in Hungary, but it was aged in Poland, because the Polish people loved them, you know, in terms of buying, selling, drinking, and all those things. So this was very interesting. So if you look at the story of Sommerroden, this is the key thing, that you have the whole clusters, right? With Tokaj Osu, you need botrytis, of course, as well, but you're selecting the botrytis one by one. You're picking it from the berry. So first of all, for the berries, for the cluster itself, you need healthy berries. This is how it works. So you need healthy berries, and those healthy berries will then, hopefully, if the vintage conditions are right, will be due to be affected by Botrytis cinerea, by the noble rot in the Tokaj area. This was also that, you know, I told you, first mentioned back in 1571, at the Garoy family, the Osu, making it means drying, shriveling, drying down. The Parliamentary Act in 1655 supported tax exemptions for the Osu berries. So obviously people were starting to pick it more carefully. They were selecting it. Because with the idea of Osu is that on one side, this is kind of a process highlighting, you're picking the Osu berries one by one out of the clusters through many different harvests, in terms of many different trees, yeah, right? I mean, picking dates, so you know, Osu picking could go on for several weeks, sometimes even months, who knows. So you pick the berries one by one in the bunches. You have your shriveled berries, right? You're going to lay them to the side, because the other thing is you need a base wine, a fermenting base wine, fermenting must or must, either of those is good, and you soak those berries. Those Osu berries are getting soaked in this base wine, fermenting must, and so on. So this is kind of a combination. Here comes the fun fact, that due to the dilution, right, in the Osu, there's actually less botrytis as in the Sommerroden, due to the dilution, just in terms of facts as such. So this is interesting, but because it's so concentrated, you need to have something to soak it on it. So technically speaking, you know, Osu is like a red wine making, if you want. Okay, so summarizing up quickly, Sommerroden, whole berries with botrytis and healthy, unaffected botrytis grapes are harvested together and processed together. And with Osu, you're picking the botrytis separately, and then you will have the botrytis Osu berries in a kind of a pastry, and you soak them in either must, base wine, from the same vintage, of course, and that's how you're making it. So let's have a look at those two wines, both 2017. Now, 2017, I have to look up the vintage, was a bit of a challenge. Not as excellent, some people say, 2019. However, I did taste some really great stuff in 2017, because it was a really good vintage, actually. But it did have a bit of challenge at the beginning. And there were some fantastic 2017s, actually. There were some extremes in the weather conditions. Cold January, a bit of a mild spring. And then a bit of cooling down. The summer conditions were a little bit up and down. But then rainfall, and the grapes got earlier ripe. So it was an earlier vintage. Botrytis was really intense. So that's in terms of botrytis, it was really good. It was really good, despite the beginning of the challenge, actually, of the vintage. But in terms of botrytis, was really good. So what should I pick first? So let's go with the Sommerroden first. So Sommerroden, and it has a deeper color, but the Sommerroden seems a bit more darker in color, and it's usually the other way around. That for me, that's kind of deep golden amber color. It's 100% ferment, by the way. You get a lot of dried fruits, apricots, bit of fig, prune, nuttiness there. There's a bit of nuttiness. The Sommerroden for me always has a little bit of more that kind of herbal nuttiness as well, sort of kind of cashew nuts, nuttiness from the same vintage. And looking at the Osu, really golden color, very pure. You get a lot of the honey. I don't even have to smell it that much because it's so intense. So Osu generally It's much more intense, more pronounced, richer in style. It has a lot of that kind of very tropical fruit, very rich. It seems to be much younger, much fresher in the nose already. That's something which is interesting. So the Osu itself is actually the Osu berries, 80% Furmint and 20% Zeytan. Zeytan is very good with Osu. And then the base wine is 80% Furmint and 20% Hachelevalue. Right, so you see this kind of a complex combination. They were soaked, macerated for 12 hours in fresh wine. So this is what this Nokur style is actually wants to give, a bit more vinous style. So a bit more weight and has usually a bit more high alcohol as well. It has a more vinous style, this Nokur. This is the idea what they were having. So, but I give you the numbers anyway. In terms of analytics, they're pretty much the same almost. I mean, Sommelier 12.5, alcohol, Osu is actually 13. So yeah, they're pretty much similar in terms of sugar and acidity as well. Of course, Osu is a bit higher in terms of acidity and sugar. So the residual sugar level of the Osu is 160. And for the Sommelier, it's 146 grams per liter. So 150 to 160. And acidity is for the Osu 7.6 and 7.3. Grams per liter for the Sommelier. So you see this a bit higher acidity in the Osu, but that's normal. Yeah, for me the Sommelier, it has a kind of bit of nuttiness, a herbal note, and there's some spiciness of course there. In terms of aging, actually, requirement for sweets, for Sommelier in general, you have to have a minimum 6 months of aging, and for Osu you have to have a longer minimum of 18 months of aging. Ah, yeah, pure. But funny is that, you know, you can smell the botrytis, much more that kind of honey, ginger, spice, saffron, no tropical fruit, that those kind of aroma precursors show you that botrytis and sweetness. You can smell much more in the Osu, much more. And I assume really this is because of the soaking, because of the process, because of the longer contact of that. So there's much more purity basically there. But again, you know, sweet Sommelier is something really good as an aperitif, you know, especially if you have duck liver, goose liver, or, you know, just to take off the edge in terms of sweetness, that if you're really hungry at the beginning. And I was talking to László Mészáros in one of my podcasts in Hungarian, that this is really good, actually, just to take off the edge, just a sip, right? Just a sip of sweet wine. It's beautiful, luscious, and intense. It takes off the edge of the hunger. Beautiful, sweet, rich. You get this bit of nuttiness, creaminess in the Sommelier. Very fresh, very round. Yeah, the thing with the slightly nutty herbal note, and there's a certain lightness to the wine, you know. There's weight and very smooth, very, very dynamic in the way. And you get this, obviously, sweet, fairly high acidity, but this is all in Tokaj. Kind of mediumish body in the Tokaj Osu. The creaminess instantly hits you. Velvet structure. It is really like silk woven. And there's a lightness to it. But there's dimension, there's depth. So despite being, I think the Sommelier is actually heavier in style. And the Osu is lighter. I think because of the slightly higher acidity, keeps it really fresh and bright. And gives you the sort of lightness in that. There's more sugar, more concentration there. There's definitely more depth, more layers, and more complexity, a much longer finish. So this kind of red wine technique, you could say, which happens in the Osu production, you know, soaking in base wine, must those Osu berries, those Osu pastries. This definitely gives you a texture of feeling. And in a sense that you have that kind of really fleshy tannic grip, but then it gets really light, really refreshing, very vibrant, and it's very pure, juicy, very, very rich, very long. The analytics are pretty similar. There is a big difference in this case, Five Butonyos, Osu, and Sweet Sommelier. So they're completely different products in a way, despite being, you know, both sweet, having a high amount of botrytis, of course, there. Analytics are similar, but they are different. And this is great in Tokaj that you can have a different sweet wines within the lineup. And then despite, you know, having those differences in terms of styles, because similarities, yes, but the style is different For me, summer wine a little bit more fuller, richer. You get this kind of nuttiness, a bit more rich, a bit more depth because of the healthy berries as well. They're giving you a little bit more weight in this kind of combination, right? And then with the osu, you get more purity, you got more layers, it's much more complex. And osu would come always later. Well, you could have a sommerodni at the beginning of a meal, right? What I just told you, that's an aperitif, just to take you the edge off the sweetness, the hunger. This, I would have a sommerodni at the beginning, and I would have an osu at the end. Definitely, right? So this is a great way of seeing those things. Yeah, well, until next time.